You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Today's episode is sponsored by SRM, your first call for cybersecurity and investigations. Threats today are evolving faster than ever before, and since 2005, SRM has pioneered tailored security solutions for global corporations and their executives. Whether it's defending against cyber attacks with their award-winning team of ethical hackers and incident response specialists, or navigating the murky waters of compliance and ESG challenges, SRM's insight and straightforward advice will help you navigate complex risks and emerge more resilient. Their secret? A culture that nurtures the sharpest minds, giving them access to the newest technologies and the freedom to solve problems in new ways, enabling them to craft simple, effective solutions for your unique cyber challenges. Search Your First Call to discover how SRM can help your business. And now a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit SixthSense.com to learn why enterprises choose them.
Hello, my name is Monica Ruiz, and I am the fellow for the Cyber Initiative and Special Projects Program at the Hewlett Foundation. Early on, I wanted to be a weather woman. And I think that's because in my fifth grade class, I was the person that would give the morning announcements. And so for some reason, I had an interest in weather and I had an interest in TV. And so that's what I wanted to be. But things have certainly changed since then. You know, early on, my parents really encouraged both my two brothers and sister to be curious. And they also never really pushed any gender roles on us. And so as the youngest in the family, I also tended to have my brothers and sisters hand-me-downs. And so I, you know, growing up had a blue bike, which I loved. And I never really associated like blue bike with boys' bike or pink bike with girls' bike. I just had my blue bike and I loved it. And, you know, fast forward to college, I developed an interest in international relations. And so I really moved from, you know, TV and giving the morning announcements in fifth grade to more of a, you know, broader international relations context. And I studied abroad in China during my bachelor's degree. And that really played a big role in what I did afterwards, because it gave me access to a culture and a language that was so different than my own. And so, you know, returning from China to complete my bachelor's degree, I was fascinated with having been, you know, outside of my comfort zone, that I graduated and wanted to go right back to Asia. And so lived in South Korea for a year where I taught English. And there I lived very close to a U.S. Air Force base, where I started learning about security policy issues more broadly. And I think that's what started getting me into security, not cybersecurity at that point, but security more broadly in the context of international relations. And so, you know, returning from Korea, I got back to Miami, which is where I grew up, and I started interning and later became a contractor at U.S. Southern Command. And that really allowed me to delve deeper into security policy issues. And one of the things that I noticed there that you know, I had never fully experienced when I was younger, is the massive gender imbalances in the security world. And frankly, this really pushed me deeper into this space because, you know, I guess I wanted to push back on the fact that there weren't that many women and there weren't that many women of color in the settings where I was spending a lot of my time. And so not only was I fascinated substantively about these issues, but it also played a very personal role for me to see not that many people that looked like me. And so, you know, from there, I realized that cybersecurity is an issue area that's not only vertically relevant within organization, but it really cuts horizontally across all sectors and all regions. And so, you know, building from my time in China and my time in South Korea and my time in Boston when I was finishing up my graduate degree, I really realized that this is a field that I want to dive into full time. Currently, you know, my day-to-day is centered on being a connector. That's how I would explain it. You know, we're grant makers at the Hewlett Foundation, and we provide support to civil society, university, nonprofits for them to build out their cybersecurity areas of focus and teams. But we also try to go beyond the grand dollar by connecting different organizations and individuals that are working on similar issues. And so a lot of that entails understanding what the landscape looks like and being aware and oftentimes innovative with what are the connections that we make to really help build that field even further. Always feel free and open and confident to lean forward, especially on issues that you want to know more about. Don't feel intimidated if there is not that many people that look like you. Have that serve as a reason for why you would be even more forward-leaning. I think it's important to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to build our security and feels comfortable doing so. So I hope that my research on the building of these cybersecurity volunteer cyber units is something that has long-term effects.
The Hewlett Foundation is a supporter of the CyberWire.
And now a word from our sponsor, SpyCloud, the leader in operationalizing cybercrime analytics. Traditional threat intelligence is a thing of the past. Cyber criminals are stealing vast amounts of credentials, session cookies, and financial data every day, and it's hard to keep up. SpyCloud is the trusted partner businesses turn to fully understand their darknet exposure risk and neutralize threats before it's too late. SpyCloud alerts your organization as soon as an employee or customer's data appears on the dark net, so you can act faster than bad actors to prevent cyber attacks like ransomware, session hijacking, account takeover, and online fraud. With insights from the industry's largest repository of recaptured data, protect the digital identities and systems most important to your business. Get your free corporate darknet exposure report at spycloud.com/cyberwire and see what information criminals have in their hands today. That's spycloud.com/cyberwire.